Welcome everybody. Shir number 1485. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dili from Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe and Refuah Shalem Rav Yeshua Ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we started talking about a little bit of a new subject in the category of Divrei Kabbalah, and that is Mimsei Chefzecha, the Yisurim that fall under the Isser of Mimsei Chefzecha, which we spoke about from the Psukim and so on. Okay. So now, just real quickly to recap a little bit and to read from the Sefer Klalim, which we've been trying to work out of also, between Sefer Klalim, Sefer Lamtas Melachot a little bit. So he says, Lamaisa, what exactly is this Isser, right? We saw some examples last year in reference to somebody goes sees a shipment that they possibly got just to take a look. Somebody goes looks at a construction site. Of course, they're not doing any Isurim on Shabbos. They're not actually building or something like that, but they're just going to see. So he says like this. He says, Isur la'ayin ben chasav. He says, number one, the Isur is to be ma'ayin ben chasav. Elelech l'mokayim kedei lasayis la'achar Shabbos pulis hu asura b'Shabbos. In other words, I'm going to a place and I'm going to look into, you know, my nechassim, like my construction site, want to see what's going on, even though nobody's working there now. But now I have time. Shabbos, I'm going to go take a look, or possibly walk over to a place whereby I'm going to prepare for after Shabbos. In other words, I have to catch a train after Shabbos. I'll go over to the train station. I'm not going on the train on Shabbos. I'm going to go after Shabbos. I'm not going on the bus on Shabbos, but I'm going to wait by the bus stop on Shabbos. Like this, it'll go quicker. Right, as soon as Shabbos is over, right, I'll say Baruch Hamavdol Ben Kadosh L'Chol, whatever the case is. Like we have to talk about how that works, and then I'm going to go on the bus. Okay, so those are part of the surim that one is not allowed to do. That fall under the category of Mimsei Chefzecha. Now he goes on to say further. He says Isser Rak Bekiyim Beis Tanaim. Yeah, you have to Beis Tanaim. You need two conditions, says the Sefer Klalim further. You need two conditions. Number one is Kishem Min Kirimilse. It has to be somewhat recognizable. It looks like, you could tell, it's pretty clear what the person's doing, right? So he says, what does that mean? Rasalem is Shenikr, that is recognizable. What does it mean? Shahoylech Shom Ma'ayim Ben Chasef. In other words, we understand that guy has his construction site over there, right? And we see him going over there, and he's looking at it. That's why he's going. Mishum shereitzel laseis laachar Shabbos pula huasura laseis b'Shabbos, or it's very clear that the person is going right. Nobody goes and sits by on the train station or on a bus stop on a bench. In general, I mean, it could be somebody's going to relax, but usually, if somebody's doing that, they're going there to wait for the bus or something along those lines. In other words, the bottom line is it has to be somewhat recognizable that this person is doing it for those reasons, right? In other words, either he's going to look at his nechassim, his business dealings, or whatever the case is, or he's actually going to do, to prepare himself so that, like this, right after Shabbos, he'll be able to get on the bus or whatever, but it's recognizable from the actions that he is doing. So that's recognizable, that's one. Then he says further, the emes lasis la'achar ha-Shabbos pu'ulo asura b'Shabbos, that is, kavanis taka to do that. Shem ein kavanaseh be'emes lasis pu'ulo asura is e'ef shalayma kishaminkara milsa. We can't say, in other words, let's say like this, a case like this, right? You're good, there's a bus stop, and I'm just tired, I'm going to go sit down, nothing to do with the bus, I have no interest at all, my kavan is not to get on the bus right after Shabbos. It's only half hour left to Shabbos, left to the end of Shabbos. I'm tired. I've been walking for the last hour, right? I've been going for a nice walk, so I'm going to sit down. Oh, it happens to be by the bus stop. Okay, but my kavan is not at all to go on the bus. So that is another thing that he talks about. He says that's another condition. If my kavana is not, for example, in this case, to get on the bus, just because I'm sitting on the bench that might be by the bus stop, right? You can't say that it looks like he's going to do that, because why do you have to assume that the person's going to get on the bus? He's going to sit down on the bench to relax. Right? He says, Masharak Niralanaim. It's the Metzias. In other words, what the outcome, the thing that he's going to do is Soyser. In other words, it's exactly the opposite of what it looks like to the eyes, what it looks like to the onlooker. So that's another. So those are the two conditions. Number one, you have to have the person has to have the kavana that he's going to do that thing, right? I'm going to my. Everybody knows it's my construction site. I own whatever a building over there, and people whatever people know. And my kavana is to go take a look and go look what's going on. Number one. Number two. People, you know, they know it's my house or whatever the case is. So why is he going over there? So it's recognizable, right? So that's the second condition that you have to have in order for one to actually be over this iser of mimsay chefsecha. Okay, so I just want to go through a minute start a little bit with the Shulchan Aruch. Some of these halachas is found. The first one is in Simon Shin Zayin, which we're going to look at. Simon Shin Zayin and Siftes. Okay, Simon Shin Zayin Siftes. The Mechaber says like this: Mutul Hachshich Litlois Teres. One would be go. Let's say it's Shabbos, an hour left to Shabbos or whatever. They're going to go wait by. They're going to go take a walk and wait. To go, to pick some fruits or whatever the case is, from his garden, okay, and it's inside of the tchum, so that would be allowed. So in other words, what's the case over here? He's going near his garden that he has in a certain place, or somewhat he's walking towards that area. Let's put it like that. And he's going to wait there like this right after Shabbos. He'll be able to start picking fruits or whatever the case is, doing an iser, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, but you could do it after Shabbos. But the problem is, you know, he's going to go wait there. He's going towards there, and he's going to go wait in that area. So one would be allowed to do that. So what's going on over here? We just said we were talking about you're not allowed to do that. Oh, so the Mishmar explains in Sifkat and Lamed Test that he says like this. We're talking about a case where the person is not standing next to his garden, right? He's not going to stand next to his garden. Everybody knows this garden over there on this and the street belongs to this and this person, whatever the case might be, right? This is his garden, so he's going to go stand next to the garden. Why are you standing next to the garden? Because everybody knows you're going to want to go pick the fruits or whatever. So we're talking about a case. So no, the guy's going to stand further, far away. He's not going to be standing next to the garden. He'll stand. He's walking towards there, but he's not going to stand next to the garden. Says the Mishabura, the Ilav Hachi, if not, in other words, if he's going to go stand right next to the garden, Hachi Arei Min Kermilsa, then it's recognizable, like we spoke about. How's it recognizable? They Amid Asai through, he's standing right next to the garden. What are you standing right next to your garden, Mamash, an hour before Shabbos? Shiroi Tzalas is Bo Ezadava B'moitza Shabbos. It's pretty clear that this guy wants to get to work, as they say, he wants to get to work right after Shabbos. So that would be just an interesting case that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Okay, we're going to continue next time and see more details in this halacha. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.